You're listening to New Technia. These thin electronic sheets can plug themselves into each other. Kyushu University researchers built flexible electronic modules that bend, hook together, carry power across the connection and detach again. It is an early laboratory prototype, but it points toward electronics that can reconfigure instead of remaining fixed. Most electronics are assembled once and stay that way. A new prototype from Kyushu University asks a more unusual question: what if the parts of a device could physically connect, share power, and separate again when their job changed? The 30-second summary. Kyushu University researchers built flexible electronic modules that bend, hook together, carry power across the connection, and detach again. It is an early laboratory prototype, but it points toward electronics that can reconfigure instead of remaining fixed. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Researchers have demonstrated thin-film electronic modules that bend into position and form both a mechanical and electrical connection with another module. The work, published in NPJ Flexible Electronics on July 17, 2026, brings a small piece of the self-reconfiguring machines imagined in science fiction into a laboratory experiment. How an electronic sheet plugs itself in. Each active module combines a circuit with an actuator in a flexible film. The actuator uses layers of polypropylene and polyamide, materials that expand by different amounts when heated. A gold microheater supplies that heat, making the sheet curve in a controlled direction. The team tested several connection designs. One film can curl into a loop and hook onto another. A claw-shaped version can lock in place and remain attached even after power is removed. Once joined, the contact is not only a physical grip. Electricity can pass through the connection and drive the second module. The same controlled deformation can release the connection, allowing the pieces to separate. That makes the system different from flexible circuits that merely bend while remaining permanently wired together. Why modular movement matters. Flexible electronics already appear in wearable sensors, medical patches, and soft robots. Yet these systems are usually manufactured as one fixed object. If one section fails or the device needs a different function, the whole layout cannot easily change. Modules that connect on demand could eventually let a device rearrange its sensing, movement, or power delivery components. A soft robot might swap a damaged section. A medical device might add a sensor only when it is required. A structure placed in a difficult environment could assemble parts that were easier to transport separately. The most interesting idea is not the specific hook or claw. It is the combination of motion, circuitry, and a reusable electrical connector in the same thin material. That turns a passive circuit sheet into a component that can participate in assembling a larger system. This is not a self-repairing robot yet. The demonstration is an early prototype, not a finished product. The films do not independently search for missing components, understand a task, or decide how to reorganize. Their movement is triggered by electrical input, and the experiment shows carefully designed docking geometries under laboratory conditions. The researchers still need to establish how reliably the connectors work after many cycles, how much current and mechanical load they can handle, and how the system performs when alignment is imperfect. Heat-driven bending also raises questions about energy use, response speed, and safe operation near skin or temperature-sensitive materials. A practical self-reconfiguring device would additionally need sensing, control software, power management, and a method for coordinating multiple modules. Scaling from two pieces to a useful network is a much harder problem than proving that one connection can form. A small connector with a larger ambition. Lead researcher Fumihiro Sasa describes a long-term vision in which electronic devices can assemble, adapt, and perhaps help repair themselves in ways that resemble living systems. The present study does not reach that destination, but it establishes a physical mechanism on which more capable systems could be built. For now, the achievement is modest and tangible. A thin circuit can move, grip another circuit, pass electricity across the joint, and let go again. In the world of fixed electronics, that simple sequence is a meaningful step toward machines whose hardware can change after they are made. Before we overstate the result, it is an early laboratory prototype, but it points toward electronics that can reconfigure instead of remaining fixed. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.